Terry?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Yes, and I'm listening to you, so we're good to go. So, Terry, this is Mark. So, as I told you before, this is for the interview for Straight Talk with Dean and Mark. So, I just need to get a little bit of background on you. So, I understand that you are a musician in Paris. So, how did you first get started playing music? And tell us a little bit about your background in music and what you're trying to do with your sounds.
Okay, it's making now 15 years now I'm singing soul, R&B, electro music all around the world, and I'm from Cameroon, but I'm living in London sometime for my music business, and sometime in Spain and Italy because I'm working with many composers and DJs from that countries, even from some Indians. In some composers from India and Japan too. So I'm an international singer and writer because I'm a writer too, and I'm playing melody. And so now I have many releases in many platforms like iTunes, Deezer, Spotify around the world. And but music, it's at the first time, my passion, because that passion was given to me to my father, who died now 19 years ago, peace on for his soul. And my father was some musician in Africa in the 50s or 60s in Africa, in Cameroon. And that passion come from him because he gave me that that blood, musical blood, you know. And my inspiration come from Motown music like Jackson 5, Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, no, all that great artist of the 60s, 70s.
So your sound similar to
Okay.
their sound, so you're trying to bring back the 60s, 70s sound of music, so a little bit more of that soulful kind of sound. Is that what you're going for in your own personal music?
Yes. That music is very influenced me for my creation, but I'm very inspired by that music. But I took the best of that music to create my own music, and so that I have many people who like my music and my voice because I have my style, and I have some soulful voice, like many people told to me, and some unique color of my voice is what make my trademark, you know.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like you have a very unique trademark. When I was listening to the music, it sounded really good. And we're actually going to play some after we're done with the interview, so our audience will get to hear some of it as well. Now, your music is now you're from Cameroon, and I know that's one of the African nations and everything. Do you find that some of your homeland also inspires your music as well? Do you try to incorporate some of the music from your homeland as well? I know that you're definitely influenced by America's music, but do you ever incorporate either the music or the dance from your own homeland? Because I'm good friends with I was good friends before he passed with Baba Chuck Davis, who ran the African American Dance Ensemble. So there's always been a tremendous interest here in African music and African dance. As a matter of fact, we have a couple of African dance troops and African drum troops and things of that nature that are Durham, North Carolina based. But I was just wondering, you try to bring some of that sound from your own country into your music as well?
Yes. My homeland music called Makossa, it's from Cameroon, especially from a town like calling Douala. And yes, I was influenced with many big artists of my country, and that artist, many artists of that town, give me a lot of inspiration, especially when I beginning to in the music industry, you know. And after that, because it's my roots, you know. And after that, I was very inspired by Michael Jackson, all that American singer, American artist, you know. But
Right.
at the beginning, it was from my homeland, Cameroon, from Douala.
Okay, cool. And were either of your parents musicians? And do you have any siblings or any of them musicians as well?
My father was some jazz musician in the 60s of 50s, 60s, you know, in Africa, and he had a lot of collection of vinyls. How he said, yes, vinyls, the vinyl song, you know, old song of the 60s, and I was raised in that movement, in that ambiance, you know, you understand what I mean?
Yeah,
and so after that, I decided to become artist.
And what age did you become a musician? Because I don't even know. How old are you now? Again, if you'll remind me, Terry, how old you are now. And also, when did you decide that you were going to become an artist yourself? Were you in your teen years or were you a young adult?
When I was young adult, because it wasn't very easy, because my family, when I told them I decided to be artist, it wasn't they don't took the decision very 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 well, because they was very afraid about for me, for my future, you know. I told them, no, don't worry, it's my decision, and even what happened, I will make everything to achieve my goal, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And every time I was just working step by step to be recognized by the professional. And after that, I began to work with many labels around the world, in Spain, Italy, in France too. Voila.
And who were some of the musicians that you've had the pleasure of working with? And I'm imagining that it was the best of one. Have you had any chance to work with any major national artists or international artists that people might recognize or know about in your career?
Yes, in France, I have the chance to work with a composer who is very famous here in France. His name is Patrick Roffey. He worked with many, many biggest soul R&B French artists here who sold millions copies here, you know. And after that, chosen by some international composer who make a big hit for the dance music in the 90s. His name is DJ Molela, who worked with a girl singer whose name is Gala, who made a big dance hit in the 90s. The name of the song was Freed from Desire, you know, some dance hit who was very, very huge hit around the world. Like, they sold like 10 million copies, you know, in the 90s with that song.
Oh, wow.
And that guy just saw my show on TV, on the internet. I was singing in French show TV. And he contacted me by email, say, oh, Terry, I like your voice, your style, but that man doesn't speak no French languages. Just listen my voice and see my look, my style. He say, oh, I want to work with that guy. And they contact me like that, and I work with them maybe 5 or 6 years in Italy, you know. After that, we made many, many singles, and I traveled many, many years in Italy, in Milano, Roma, many towns in Italy for my shows, you know, in the clubs, in the big auditorium. It was very, very nice, you know. And now I'm with another label in Ibiza in Spain, before I'm releasing my songs, and in that label I'm very free, because they let me do what I'm feeling about my creation. I'm very free to create what I want to do, and every time they are very happy to work, to collaborate with me, because they respect my creation. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, definitely understand what you mean. Now, one of the things that artists here have talked about, musicians here have talked about all the time, is the fact that it's very difficult to get their music on the radio locally, particularly if they're like not that known, or if they're not like with a major label or whatever of that nature. Do y'all have that same problem on the international scene? Because I know here that becomes an issue, where some artists that are great artists will find it hard for them to crack the radio market with the commercial radio stations. So they wind up going to podcasts, or they wind up going to internet radio or low power radio stations or smaller radio stations, because a lot of those are more open to playing independent musicians. Do you find the same thing to happen globally?
To tell the truth, but at the beginning, it wasn't very easy to have the radio, big radios for promoting my music. But I had a chance to have the good connections, you know, and because, you know, in this business, if you don't have a good connection, it's not easy to have some good promotion, you know, about your creation in generally, you know, in music, maybe in art, like painter, et cetera. But the chance I had at the beginning, I was very, I have a good entourage, you know, like composer who already have the contacts in the big radios, like that man from Italy who was working with that singer Gala. He was like one of the biggest composer from Italy, who many artists was dreaming to work with him, you know, but that man chose me. But after that, I have all the biggest radio there was open for me. You understand what I mean? And after that, I say, okay, great, but I know it's not easy for the young artists who begin in the industry to be listened by the biggest radio, because all that it's business at the beginning, you know, because they have the contract with the sponsor and all that, you know. But for me, I think I have chance to have a good team around me since I began into singing. So I have a chance to be a welcoming in the many small or biggest radio, you know, in France or in many countries around the world, you know.
Definitely. And what's one of the best places that you played at? Do you remember any of the shows that you've had so far, and which shows really you're inspired by, or that you want to tell our audience about? Maybe there was a show that really, or a couple of shows that you really were impressed by that you were a part of. So if you want to tell us about those shows, that would be great.
To tell you, Mark, I think it was in Africa, in Cameroon, when I was on touring there in 2000. It's like a long time now, 19 years. But I was playing because my father died in 2000, and after his funeral, I had the opportunity to work with one of the biggest singers from South Africa. Her name is Brenda Fassie. She was the niece of the late and the president, former president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela.
Right.
And that, maybe you know her, Brenda Fassie. She's very, very famous because in South Africa, in all Africa, and maybe in England too, in many countries around the world. That lady was on tour in Africa in 2000. And one of the friends of my grand sister was on the funeral of my father, and my grand sister told to that man, my brother is a singer, can you listen his music and see what you can do? He said okay, and I was in that time I broke my videotape, and that man, his name is Leonard Chatelain. He was very biggest reporter, you know, in Africa, in Cameroon. He listened my music. He said, wow, amazing. I love his voice, music. Okay. I'm organizer of the Brenda Fassie touring in this time in Africa. Do you want to work with her? I said, yeah, why not? But Brenda Fassie listened first my music. And when she listened my music, she said, oh, I want this guy at the first part of my show. For me, it was unbelievable, you know, Mark. And so after that, I was touring in maybe 10 or 20,000 people in a big stadium. You know, it was very impressive for me because for me, it was the first time to sing in front of a lot of people like that, you know. It was at that time I was very impressed to sing in front of a lot of people. But 2 years ago, I sing in France too, in some small show, but it was great too. But the very, very biggest one, it was when I was in Africa, in Cameroon, in Douala, in that show with Brenda Fassie.
And if people want to see you perform now, where are you mostly performing at now? Are you performing mostly at clubs? Are you doing the cruise ship thing? What kind of venues are you playing in now if people want to see you, if they happen to be traveling into Europe and want to see you? What kind of venues are you playing at? And how do they find you performing, or are you performing on a regular basis?
But at the first time, when I was in Italy, in Milano, Roma, I was playing in the clubs because my music was for the clubs, you know, like club, electro club music, you know. But I was playing sometime in auditorium too there, because when I was making some showcase, you know, maybe while I was singing 5 or 6 songs, you know, with some guitarist player or some piano player, you know, because I like live music too. And but I think the most time I was singing was in a club, because my music was for clubbing, you know. And but when I was in Africa, it was in the biggest stage with many, many musicians, like pianists, drum bass, and many, you know, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And but I to tell you the truth, I prefer to sing in the auditorium, because there I can express myself very well, and share emotion with people, you know, because music is for sharing with people, you know, and to sharing love. And for me, music is just love, you know.
Yeah. And the show that you do you try to borrow from Michael Jackson? Is it just a singing show, or do you try to add like some tech, you know, some technical stuff and like some lights and lasers and things of that nature? Or do you just keep it very simple, where it's just you singing to the audience, or do you add like the special effects?
You know, Mark, Michael Jackson is one of my biggest inspiration. And when I was singing, you know, yes, I like to have on stage, okay, many effects, but sometimes I like to have pure emotion, just one light and one, just like live music, like when the that old blues, you know, blues singer was on stage with some just guitarist, a little light, and to create some ambiance so people be close to you, you know what I mean? And I like the both style of concert, you know, but I prefer the live concert, where you can be most close up to people and share your emotions, and just give them your feeling, and so they give back feeling too, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely understand what you mean. Now as you're doing this music and everything, are you also helping to support your own family? You said your dad had passed away, but I don't know, is your mom still living, and do you have any siblings? Do you have any family of your own? And if so, how are they doing in terms of helping you with the music? Because you said when you first decided to go into music, your own family wasn't into it. So how are they feeling about the music now? Are they supporting you? And do you have any family of your own?
Okay, to tell you the truth, Mark, at this time, you know, it's not easy, but when I began in music, my family was okay, say, okay, do your thing, but we will see what happened in 10 years or 11 years, blah, blah, blah. But my mother was every time supporting me, but some of part of my family, because I come from a big family, because we are eight children, you know, and some of them wasn't supporting me, because they say, oh, musician is not real life, blah, blah, blah. I say, okay, it's my life, and I will live it like I want to live my life. You understand what I mean? But my mother was supporting me, and some brother and sister of mine, but some of number one, not. But I say, okay, it's life. The important in life, you know, Mark, is just to be happy, to do what you like, what you love. Because when you have faith in your heart, nothing can stop you. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So it sounds to me like...
And when I lost my father 90 years ago, and my mother maybe 3 months ago, it was very, very difficult to me, you know. But music gives me that strength to to go up, you understand?
Right.
To believe in life, because I was very, very down after when I lost my mother three months ago. And I lost my sisters to maybe 1 month after my mother, you know. It was a very difficult time for me and a part of my family. And but music was every time my only strength, my only air, you know, the only thing with who I can make me free. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And how important is it, you just mentioned it a little bit, but how important is faith to you in terms of, like, going into this career and everything? It sounds to me like faith is very important to you, and I don't know if you're a Christian, Muslim, or whatever, but it definitely sounds like the whole concept of faith is very important to helping you get through the music, and also it might even help you be inspired and inspire some of the music.
About my yes, I'm someone who is very spiritual because I believe in God, and I say without God we can do all the things we are doing in this earth, you know. And I think it was your question about my religion, my spirituality. Is that?
Yeah, how spirituality impacts your music, whether find it impacting your music and how it impacts your music.
Yes, everything comes from God, you know, and I can't do this without God, because God gave me that strength to go up every day, and without Him, I think I cannot do all I have done all these 16 years ago. You understand what I mean?
I do understand what you mean. And the other question I was going to ask you is, how would you describe what the songs are about? I mean, are most of your songs, some of those that you sent me were very much about romance and about love and happiness and things of that nature, but I don't know if that's all that you do, or what would you say are your primary themes within your music, within your own personal music?
About the theme.
The theme of your music, right? Like, what is your music
about?
Yes,
but... Okay, what my music talking about? But generally, I'm talking about love, about peace and love, because I'm some peace man, you know. But because for me, peace is the most important thing for everyone in this earth, you know. So that one of my songs calling Peace and Love, and that's I created that song. I wrote the song, the melody. And the lyrics, because when I'm thinking about what's happened in this earth, in many countries, it's a war, and I write this song against the racism, against the intolerances, because many people in this earth is intolerant, you know, make intolerances, you understand what I mean? And the most part of my songs talking about peace, love, about positivity, you know, but sometimes some of my song talking about my father too, because when I lost my father in 2000, I dedicate him one song we call Just Only Miss Him, but that song was like a ballad, you know, with some, I took some gospel choir, I'm singing with some piano, you know, very spiritual, you know, and many people like that song because they feel very close, because that song talked to them, because it's for people who lost some loving person, you know. And
yeah.
voila. But it's the most of the part of the what I'm talking in my song: love, peace, life, you know, and. That's so.
Yeah, definitely. And
but you know, yes. Tell me.
Yeah, I'm saying. And now I know you're a singer. Do you play any instruments as well? And if so, what instruments do you play? Because like I said, I know that in the African culture, I mean, in the different continents, the different countries on Africa, a lot of people learn how to play the djembe and the different drums and things of that nature. But I know you sing, but do you play any instruments of your own?
I'm playing piano, but
Okay.
not a lot because, to tell you the truth, I'm not doing a lot of conservatory. I was there when I was younger, but for me it was too boring, and I stopped to go in the conservatory because I was just feeling a lot, create the melodies, you know. But I'm playing some little piano. I'm playing some drums too. In Africa, we call that tam tam, you know,
Right.
and djembe. You know djembe?
Yes, I know the djembe.
Yes, I play in djembe and piano, but my chord is a thing, just a thing, because I work with many professor of lyric, you know, lyric music like opera. You know Pavarotti? You know Pavarotti? Pavarotti was like biggest singer in the 90s, I think. Yes, he was very famous. It's a opera singer, you know. And I had the chance when I was younger to work to learn how to sing with some professor who working with Pavarotti for like in the lyrics music, you know, in the classic music. And I worked too with some gospel choir to learn how to breathe when I'm singing, you know, to use my voice. And now I know how to use my voice because other people when I was younger helped me and learned me how to use
Wow. And
it.
where are you hoping to be with your music, say, next year or 5 years from now? Where are you hoping to be in terms of your performances? How many CDs have you put out so far, or have you put out any CDs? I know you put out different music on the internet, but have you put out any full CDs or full, well, most people are doing CDs now, they're not doing albums, but have you done any CDs out there of your own music yet? And if so, on which label?
Yes, I had a chance in the past to be invited by many shows, French TV, and Switzerland TV too, where I was singing, and even in Italy too, I was singing in some shows there. But the most all my music, my video clip was before on YouTube, and after that, I was invited to sing in some shows around the world, but the most part of time my music is online, you know, in iTunes, Deezer, Spotify, because all that was how to say all my music was put online by the labels, you know. But because me, I'm just in the part of the creation when I make in studio, make my recording, and after that I make the mixing with my team, because I have working with many composer and DJs, you know, like I told you before. And but the most of my music is on the platform, you know, online.
Right. Yep. And that's one other thing I was going to talk to you about was it seems to me like you're one of those people that is definitely having success through the internet, and that seems to be the way that a lot of people are actually becoming even stars on the global scene, is that it seems like the internet, whether it's YouTube or Reverb Nation or some of these other platforms, have made it a lot easier for musicians to get their word out to the world and not just have to depend on like a major record label. So it seems like you're taking advantage of that. I know that before he passed away, Prince was an advocate of the artist having control of their own music and everything, and not so much as it being controlled by the big studios and everything. So it sounds to me like you're an example of what he was talking about, the whole thing that you can get more out there if you're using the different platforms that are out there, like YouTube and, like I said, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, things of that nature.
Okay, but you know, Mark, when you begin in the business, it's not easy to have the control of all your music because there are many sharks in the business. You know, it's not easy, and I have met all that sharks, you know, in my past. And because I have many songs of mine where I don't have the rights on that song because that people in that label took all the rights for them, and after that, I was young, you know, and so that at this time I'm trying to have more control in my music. And it's not easy because when you sign with some label, independent label like mine, who is in Ibiza, they took 50% of your work. You understand what I mean? Because blah, 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 they make the promo, et cetera, et cetera. And so after that, we have just 50% to share with the composer, with the musicians, and okay, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And the most of the thing for me, the most important thing in the music is to share music with people, you understand? Because at the beginning, music for me is my passion, my first passion. I'm not someone who have a career plan, you know? Like say, I just want to want a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not my goal. My goal is to share music before with the people. If people like my music, I will be happy to win a lot of money. Okay, but it's not my first condition. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Go on. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, I'm saying that seems to be the problem even with American musicians. Is, too often they get caught up in the one you just mentioned that you had gotten somebody that apparently it cheated you out of the rights to your music. And I know a lot of people don't study the business side of the music industry, but it sounds to me like one of the things that you're doing is that you're doing it the right way and that you're actually making sure that you have on your this time around, maybe not, you might not have done it the first time around, but this time around, it seems like you're making sure that all the contracts are done correctly and that all the things are done in a correct way, and that you're also making sure that people understand that it's about the passion that you have for your music and not necessarily the rewards that might come with the music. You definitely want the rewards, but at the same time, it seems it's about the passion and also making sure that everything is done legally and correctly.
Yes. So that at this time, I'm looking for some tour manager, you know, for my touring, because I think I have enough sound, enough music for making some shows in many places and maybe for 1 or 2 hours of music live, you know, show live. But for that, I need to find some tour manager, some musicians with who I will go on tour and road. So that I'm working now with my team, because we are not a lot of people, maybe 3 or 4 people we are looking for around the world in many countries, like Spain, Italy, USA too, to see how we can create this team for this touring for 2020, you know?
Right.
And I think the best thing for me is just to have this touring, to organize this touring and to do it after around the world. But I know I'm not Michael Jackson or Madonna or Beyonce, but I know some people in this earth are listening to my music, because many people give me feedback, say, oh, we like this song, we love when or where we can see you on live. I say, okay, just wait, one day I will come to see you, everyone in the world, for my touring, and I will tell you. But like I told you, for me, music is for sharing, and before, at the first time, it's my passion.
Definitely.
Before that, I'm not rich.
I understand. We're all trying to make it and be successful in all that we're doing. Now, here in the States, a lot of times the musicians are always complaining that they don't get paid enough, or they don't make enough money just off of their music, so they wind up having to get a side hustle. Now, that might be working at a restaurant, that might be working at a office, that might be doing mailroom work. You know, the side hustles can vary, but sometimes the side hustles can also interfere with the dream, and then that puts people off from accomplishing. So I was wondering, has that been an issue with you as well? Have you had to have like a 9-to-5 job in addition to the music, or are you just strictly concentrating only on the music and going to make it on the music regardless of whatever? Or have you actually found yourself having to do like little side jobs in order just to put bread on the table and be able to survive?
Okay, yes, sometime. I'm working in part time in some events company, but not maybe 6 hour per week, just because it's okay, like you said, to put some bread on table. But my major time is I am on studio, working with my composers, with my musician. But like I said to you, Mark, I'm not rich, but I'm rich with music because
Definitely.
that music comes from my heart, And like I told you, my goal is not to win a lot of money in the music industry. My goal is just to share music with people, to share love, because music for me is love, like I told you. And like I told you, if I win, yes, if I win some Grammy, maybe in a few years, I will be happy. But it's not my goal. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
My goal is just to share music, share love, and if people give me that feedback, I will be the most happy man in the world. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I understand totally. Now, do you have your own studio,
Hello,
or do
Mark?
you record it? Do you have your own studio, or do you record at somebody else's studio?
Mark?
Yes, I'm here.
Mark, are you there?